Section 4 of Wheels, the Fifth Cycle. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. De Luxe, Two Poems by Osbert Sitwell. 1. Hymn. Above from plaster mountains, wine-shadowed by the sea, spurt white wool clouds, as fountains whirl from a rockery. These clouds were surely given to keep the hills from harm, for when a cloud is riven, the fatted rain falls warm. Through porous leaves the sun drops, each dripping stalactite of green. The chiseled treetops seem cut from malachite. Stiff leaves with ragged edges, each one a wooden sword, are carved to prickly hedges, on which, with one accord, their clockwork songs of calf-love, stout birds stop to recite, from cages which the sun wove, of shade and latticed light. Each brittle booth and joy-store shines brightly. Below these, the ocean at a toy-shore yaps like a Pekingese. 2. Nursery Rhyme. The dusky king of Malabar is chief of eastern potentates, yet he wears no clothes except the jewels that decency dictates. A thousand Malabaric wives roam beneath green-tufted palms, revel in the vileness that Bishop Heber psalms. From honeycombs of light and shade they stop to watch black bodies dart into the sea to search for pearls by means of diabolic art. Magicians keep the sharks away, mutter, utter each dark spell, so that if a thief should steal, one more black would go to hell. But Mrs. Freudenthal infers, from brioche dreams to mild surprise, awakes, the music throbs and purrs, the cellist with albino eyes rivets attention, is, in fact, the very climax. Pink eyes flash, whenever nervous and pain-racked, he hears the drums and cymbals clash. Mrs. Freudenthal daydreams, ice spoon halfway to her nose, till the girl in ochre screams, hits out at the girl in rose. This is not at all the way to act in large and smart hotels. Angrily the couple sway, eagerly the riot swells. Girls who cannot act with grace should learn behavior. Stay at home. A convent is the proper place. Why not join the Church of Rome? A waiter nearly drops the tray, 20 teacups in one hand. Now the band joins in the fray, fighting for the promised land. Mrs. Freudenthal resents the scene and slowly rustles out. But the orchestra relents, waking from its fever bout. End of section.